This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:37 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Warren, Granville, Person, and Vance counties. At 7:35 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Wise to Oak Hill, or along a line extending from 6 miles north of Warrington to 8 miles south of Virgilina, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Stovall, Drury, Moriah, Norlina, Berea, Macon, Middleburg, Warrington, Stem, Dabney, Oxford, Henderson, Afton, South Henderson, Gilbert, and Kittrell. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. If on or near Carr Lake, get out of the water and move indoors or get inside a vehicle. If you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Move to safe shelter now. Don't be caught on the water in a thunderstorm. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's monitoring this frequency for reports will be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks for Skywarn traffic. And the National Weather Service is particularly interested in any reports Vance County near 85 north of Henderson. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Warren, Granville, Person, and Vance counties. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. We're monitoring this frequency for those reports. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. We encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, NC4VA, and Bob, thanks for being available, and I'll turn Skywarn Net Control over to you at this time. Thanks a lot, NC4VA clear.
And this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any severe weather reports. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Vance, Person, Granville, and Warren counties. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 7:56 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Warren, Granville, Person, and Vance counties. At 7:54 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Macon to Concord, or along a line extending from 6 miles east of Warrington to 8 miles west of Roxborough, moving southeast at 25 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in path of storm include Warrenton, Middleburg, Roxborough, Bushy Fork, Dabney, Searle, Stem, South Henderson, Oxford, Moriah, Kittrell, Henderson, Gilborough, Borough, and Afton. Straight line winds can blow down trees, tire limbs, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows and flying debris generated by damaging winds. Flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter, and large thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in approximate diameter. And any building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode this time. Repeat is free for normal amateur activity. We have stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, a special weather, severe weather statement issued at 8:06 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for Warren, Granville, Pierce, and Advance counties will expire at 8:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observed any severe weather, Central Carolina Skywarn will be sending by for any severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, a severe thunderstorm warning for Person County and Northwest Granville County until 9 p.m. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Person County, Northwest Granville County until 9 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 p.m. for Person County and Northwestern Granville County. At 8:07 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorm 6 miles west of Roxborough, moving southeast at 20 miles an hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely for the storm. Locations impacted include Roxborough, Bushy Fork, and Searle. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Repeating, severe thunderstorm warning effect until 9 p.m. for Northwestern Granville County and Person County. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, special weather statement issued at 8:23 p.m. Strong thunderstorms will move across northern Richmond, southwest Wake, southern Randolph, southern Chatham, Lee, Moore, and Montgomery County through 9:15 p.m. At 8:22 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Golson to Mount Gilead, or along a line extending from 6 miles southeast of Tower City to 9 miles southwest of Troy, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Again, locations include affecting Golston, Covington, Candor, Norman, Moncure, and Derby. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, special weather statement issued at 8:29 p.m. Strong thunderstorms will move across southern Warren, southern Granville, southern Vance, southwest Halifax, Franklin, and western Nash counties until 9:30 p.m. At 8:28 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms 6 miles southwest of Kittrell, for about 10 miles south of Oxford, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazards include gusty winds to 30 to 40 miles an hour and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. And as a reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Person County and northwestern Granville County. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter large thereafter. Measure wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your times and measurements. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter, and any building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode as time repeat is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service and RAW has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Durham County, northern Orange County, southern Person County, and southwestern Granville County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:31 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm, a line extending 6 miles northeast of Morial to Carr, or along a line extending from 10 miles west of Oxford to Prospect Hill, moving southeast at 20 miles an hour, winds in excess of 58 miles an hour likely to storm. Locations impacted include Eflin, Chalet, Hillsboro, Rougemont, Stem, Bahama, and Butner. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 p.m. for Person County and northwestern Granville County. And there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Durham County, northern Orange County, southern Person County, and southwestern Granville County until 9:15 p.m. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 8:40 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for central Granville and southern Person counties. At 8:36 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate severe thunderstorm. This storm is located 6 miles west of Searle, or about 7 miles south of Roxborough, moving southeast at 20 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of storm include Oak Hill, Morial, and Barrow. The storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across Person County. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. We're standing by for severe weather reports.
Range has been extended in the Orange County, Durham County area on 444.1, N4TMD. Skywarn Net Control, this is N4TMD.
Go ahead, Thomas. This is WX4MMM, Bob.
The link is active on 444.1. I need to let you know, because of the thunderstorm, there is a slight band opening, so you may hear some noise, but no audio so far has come through on the link from the other repeater. All I'm getting is a little noise, a low-level noise, crackling mostly.
Okay, Thomas, I appreciate that update, and appreciate you bringing the link up. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
N4TMD. MD on 444.1 for ID only.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9 p.m. for Person County and northwestern Granville County. And a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9:15 p.m. for northern Durham County, northern Orange County, southern Person County, and southwestern Granville County. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. And this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in approximate diameter. And any building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode as time repeat is free for normal amateur activity. We ask the stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement issued at 8:52 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for Central Granville and Southern Person counties will expire at 9 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning will be allowed to expire. And this is Central Carolina Skywarn. We'll be standing by for any severe weather reports. This is WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, KJ4BPV.
KJ4BPV, WX4MMM. Good evening, Scott.
Good evening, Bob. Ready to take over?
Okay, Scott, that'll be great. And we'll run the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net, but we'll leave longer breaks for any Skywarn traffic, if that's okay with you.
That'll work for me, Bob. Thanks. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM clear.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:55 p.m. this evening, the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this special weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. this evening for southwestern Granville, southern Person, northern Orange, and northern Durham counties. At 8:54 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 7 miles northeast of Stem to Shilly, or along a line extending from Oxford to 10 miles northeast of Hillsboro, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bahama, Creedmoor, and Butner. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This storm has a history of producing widespread wind damage across Person County. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:58 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Wake, Western Nash, and Southern Franklin County, effective until 9:40.
CCTN Traffic Net in 2 minutes.
The National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Youngsville, or 8 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bunn and Pilot. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:45 p.m. this evening for East Central Wake, Western Nash, and Southern Franklin counties. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM now calling the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net. This net meets nightly on the 14688 repeater or the backup repeater 147105 with an 82.5 hertz tone. For the persons handling traffic in around this coverage area of the WB4TQD repeater. This is the directed net and participates in national.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. this evening for southwestern Granville, southern Person, northern Orange, and northern Durham counties. At 8:54 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located a line extending from 7 miles northeast of Stem to Shilly, or along a line extending from Oxford to 10 miles northeast of Hillsboro, moving southeast to 20 miles per hour. Locations in the path of this storm include Bahama, Creedmoor, and Butner. Also, at 8:58 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Wake, western Nash, and southern Franklin counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9:45 p.m. this evening for east central Wake, western Nash, and southern Franklin County. At 8:54 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Youngsville or 8 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving southeast to 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bunn and Pilot. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:09 p.m. this evening, National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Granville, southern Person, northern Orange, and northern Durham counties will expire at 9:15 this evening. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or safe shelter if a warning is issued. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:17 p.m. this evening, the National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:45 p.m. this evening for southern Franklin, western Nash, and northeastern Wake counties. At 9:13 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 9 miles west of Bunn or 9 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the storm include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Spring Lake, Pilot, and Middlesex. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter. In a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be hit deadly. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn. At 9:19 p.m., National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across Orange and Durham counties through 10:15 p.m. At 9:19 p.m., radar indicated a strong thunderstorm over Shilly, or about 7 miles northeast of Hillsboro, moving southeast to 15 miles per hour. Some locations affected by the storm include Gorman, Durham, Bethesda, Parkwood, and the RTP. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour are likely, with deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
The date is July 25th, 2010. Severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. It was 104 degrees today. And at about 9 o'clock, the power went out. But not from a storm. It was a transformer blew out. But there is a storm coming. So I'm going to have to use this for recording. Because I got to shut the computer off. That's it yelling at me.
Report to the National Weather Service Forecast Office at Raleigh. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:45 p.m. for the following counties. In North Carolina, Franklin, Nash, and Wake.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:29 p.m. this evening, National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Harnett County. Effective until 10:15 p.m. this evening at 9:28 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Pineview or 12 miles southeast of Sanford, moving east to 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Timberlake and Anderson Creek. Remember, straight line wind can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 10:15 p.m. for southern Harnett County. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:30 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Durham and southeastern Orange counties in central North Carolina, effective until 10:15 p.m. this evening. At 9:28 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles north of Durham, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Durham, Gorman, and Bethesda. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Durham and southeastern Orange counties. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. We're running down the three warnings that are currently in effect now. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:45 p.m. for southern Franklin, western Nash, and northeastern Wake counties. At 9:13 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located 9 miles west of Bunn, or nine miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving southeast to 15 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Spring Hope, Pilot, and Middlesex. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Harnett. This warning is effective until 10:15 p.m. this evening. 9:28 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Pineview or 12 miles southeast of Sanford, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Timberlake and Anderson Creek. If a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Durham and southeastern Orange County, effective until 10:15 p.m. this evening. At 9:28 p.m., National Weather Service indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles north of Durham, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Durham, Gorman, and Bethesda. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:38 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this special weather statement.
The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin, western Nash, and east central Wake counties will be allowed to expire at 9:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin, western Nash, and east central Wake County was allowed to expire at 9:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning was allowed to expire. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:44 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Orange County. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Orange County has been canceled. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
KJ4? W2IW portable.
Go ahead, W2IW. This is KJ4BPV.
KJ4BPV, W2IW portable. Can you tell me what you... Is there any warnings out here in Harnett County, Western Harnett?
Yes, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Harnett, in effect until 10:15 p.m. this evening.
Southern Harnett, QSL, okay, very good. Yeah, we're getting clobbered out here pretty bad. Right, thanks for the info, W2IW.
Okay, W2IW, KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. If you experience criteria severe weather conditions there, if you would please give me a call. This is KJ4BPV, clear.
Roger that, W2IW.
And 4KCN Mobile Wake Forest.
Go ahead, station. We're calling Skywarn.
This is N4KCN. No criteria reported at this time. Just lighting. Nothing. No criteria, however.
Okay. If you experience criteria conditions, severe conditions, please give me a call. This is KJ4BPV.
Copy that. N4KCN.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:44 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:15 p.m. for Durham County. At 9:42 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Durham, moving southeast of 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path include Gorman, Bethesda, Parkwood, and RTP. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:49 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:15 for southern Harnett County. At 9:46 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Timberlake, or 7 miles north of Fort Bragg, moving southeast of 15 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Anderson Creek, Pope Air Force Base, Spring Lake, Bonnie Doon, and Linden. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
KJ4BPV.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Hey Scott, thanks so much for serving as net control, and I appreciate it. And I can take over now.
Okay, we have two warnings in effect until 10:15, one for Harnett and also Durham counties. This is KJ4BPV turning net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn. over to NC4VA.
Thanks, Scott. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:15 p.m. for Durham County. At 9:42 p.m., the National Weather Service operator continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm is located near Durham, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Gorman, Bethesda, Parkwood, and Research Triangle Park. A severe thunderstorm warning also remains in effect until 10:15 p.m. for Southern Harnett and Northern Cumberland County. And Harnett belongs to Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 9:46 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Timberlake, or 7 miles north of Fort Bragg, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the storm include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Anderson Creek, Pope Air Force Base, Spring Lake, Bonnie Doon, and Linden. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. We'll be monitoring the frequency for those reports. We're currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any skywarn traffic. And we encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Skywarn, this is Info PLC, Phil in Wilson.
Info PLC, go ahead, Phil. NC4VA.
Okay, I haven't seen anything here related to your incident of the weather, but I just wanted to thank you for responding this afternoon to the request. Info PLC, thank you.
Good deal, thanks so much. And you have a great evening. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:10 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Durham County expires at 10:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in Durham County, the National Weather Service would like your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn, NC4VA, standing by for reports.
NC4VA, NC4VA, N4KCM.
N4KCM, NC4VA.
It's an informal. Want to say hello. I haven't talked to you in quite some time. And appreciate you doing the net there. Just wanted to say hi to you.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great evening. Stay clear of the severe weather, NC4VA.
All right, you'll have to let us know when you're coming back to Sanford to do another Skywarn over at the auditorium there. We'll certainly enjoy seeing you come down that way. All right, 7:30, I'm standing by, N4KCM.
Okay, thanks a lot. I do hope to get down there soon, NC4VA. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett County expired at 10:15 p.m. There are no other severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At this time, we're going to conclude activity. Should severe weather redevelop, of course, we'll reactivate. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn clear.
NC4VA clear.